Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Chav Zayin in Maseches Ksubis. It is the 949th daf in Shas. We are going to pick up with the Mishnah on Chavav Amabes. That's going to discuss a case where a woman who was taken into captivity, which normally creates a problem that if she's married to a Kohen, we have to be afraid that she is prohibited to her husband because she had, even against her will, relations with her captors. However, if he was kidnapped for money, so then in such a case, she's permissible to her husband. And if she was kidnapped, God forbid, for the intention of murder, so then in such a case, the halach is that she's asura. And the Gemara will go on to analyze the rationale of the Mishnah, that if their calculation was monetary, so then they're not going to jeopardize by having relations with her. The Gemara will discuss on the bottom of Chavav Amud Beis the halachos of stira, when a woman is alone with a man, and when she becomes usher to her husband, and when she does not. And the Gemara going through Chav Zayin Amud Aleph is going to analyze our Mishnah. We're then going to have a Mishnah that's going to discuss a woman who lives in a city that is captured, and all the women in the city become asura in such a case. However, the Mishnah tells us any type of edus that says that the woman is okay is going to make her permissible. The Gemara is then going to analyze different types of opponents and enemies that will vanquish a city and the halachos that it creates for women in that city. And the Gemara will talk about the leniencies that we had mentioned in regards to being made for a woman. Gemara will touch on Hilchos Yichud a little, and then the Gemara will talk about the difficulty of recognizing somebody based on the Pasuk, the famous Pasuk, Vayaka Yosef Esechov, Veheim Lo Hikiru. So let's Be'ezer Hashem begin. Chavav Beis says the Mishnah, Ha'ishesh Nechbisha Bidei Ovdei Kachon Ha'idei Maman Mutaris Labayla. If a woman is taken to activity with the incentive of getting her loved ones to ransom her, and thereby the captor is making money off the deal, so then in such a case, they're not going to risk their investment by having relations with her, and she's permissible to her husband. Yudei nefashos, but if the intention was taken to kill her, then God forbid, asura lebaila. Amar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav, lo yishanu l'shiyad Yisrael tkeifa al ovdei kochavim. All of the above halachos only apply when the Jews have some type of control over the idol worshippers. In other words, they have a greater power. But if the Ovdei Kochavim are stronger, then even if their incentive was financial, these evil captors, nevertheless, they're not even scared of risking their investment. Says the Gemara, 8 lines from the bottom of Chavav and Beis, Masav Rava, Heyed Rabbi Yossi HaKon, Rabbi Zechariah ben HaKotze, Val Bas Yisrael, Shehurhanu Ba'ashkelon, V'richikua B'nei Mishpachta, V'eideha Me'idim Osa Shalom Nistra V'Shalom Nitma. There was a woman who was taken into captivity in Ashkelon. Rashi says she was dragged there, she was lured there. But Edom testify that she wasn't defiled. If you're going to believe the Edom that say that she was lured there, then also believe them that she was not alone with the men and she's not tummy. And she's going to be permissible. Because if you don't believe that the Edom, that she wasn't alone and she didn't become tummy, then you don't have to believe that she was lured there. Analyzes the Gemara on the bottom line of Chavav Amaze, Va'ashkelon diad oved kochavim tekif al atzman. The Ashkelon was further, Ashkelon is further south, and there the Goyim had greater control. We're aware of that as well from Maseches Gittin, that Ashkelon was further away from the main population areas in Eretz Yisrael in terms of halachos of b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. And so the Gemara says, so there the goyim were stronger, uktani, hurunu in nechbishalo, that the halacha is that only if she went there, she was lured there with her das, Rashi tells us in the top line of Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, but if she's taken into captivity, so then in such a case, since she was taken into captivity for money, even though the Goyim are stronger, nevertheless, you don't even need Adam to testify that she's okay, because she was taken into captivity there. Answers the Gemara, Hu Adin Afilu Nechlesha, even if she was taken into captivity. In other words, Halacha would be whether Nechbisha or Harana, in both cases, you'll need the Eidus to verify that she's okay, because Yedei Ovdei Kochavim Tikifu Aleihem, and you don't have the Heter of Mama. Igud Amri, others presented a similar type of discussion, continues Gemara 3 lines of Tabach HaZayin Amar Aleph, on my Rava, that Rava taught Afananami Tanina, that we learned a similar halacha. In other words, Rava was teaching that we learned, in accordance with that, with what Rav Shmuel had taught, that Rav Shmuel had taught us that our Mishnah, which had said that the woman is going to be permissible if she was taken due to money, is only if a captivity took place in an area where Jewish control exists. However, where there is no Jewish control, then unfortunately, the Goyim will do what they want to take advantage. It's actually interesting. We are continuing now together, Baruch Hashem, back in the Old City. And if you hear noise in the background, speaking of Jewish control, Baruch Hashem, we have two very, very important mishmaros over here. One in Ruchnius and one in Gashmius. We're learning Torah, Ki Mitzion Teitzei Sora. In the background, you might hear noise because they are having the induction of soldiers into the army that protects us here in Arzenu HaKdosha physically. And today's daf, we see that there is significance, halachic significance, of when there is Jewish control versus when the areas are not controlled by Klal Yisrael. And then, if there isn't Yad Yisrael, so then in such a case, we are more prone to Chas V'Chalila being attacked. The Gemara continues with this proof. Heyed Reb Yossi Akon Reb Zechariah Ben Akatzav, Al Bas Yisrael Shuranu Be'Ashkelon. She was in Ashkelon, V'Chiku B'nei Mishpachta, and she was taken in captivity there, and her family treated her as if she was Aser. Ve'edeha, but she had Eidim. Me'idim Alavei testified, Shalom Nisra v'Shalom Nitma, that she didn't become defiled. Ve'amru Chachamim, Im Atem Aminim Shurana, Iminu Shalom Nisra v'Shalom Nitma. Just like we believe that she was lured there, so too, when she mentions that, we should believe, and the Eidim mention that, we should also believe the Eidim that she's not Tameah. And if you don't believe that she wasn't defiled, how do you know even altogether that she was taken into captivity? So this is the halacha that we do believe them, and this is what's stated in a Mishnah in Idyas, as Masoret HaShas in Os Beis tells us, analyzes the Gemara. The case of Ashkelon was she was taken into captivity due to money. And we deduce the time of the Eidim Eidimos, only if Eidim are testifying on her behalf that she's okay. Lo nistera v'lo nitma, ha'ein Eidim Eidinosa, but if Eidim don't testify, lo, the halach would be different. My love, lo shna hurana v'lo shna nechbisha. It would seem that whether she was lured there or she went there, or she was taken to she was physically captured. Either way, the halacha is that she's going to be usher. Says Gemara, lo hurana shani. The case of where she was lured, it is different. Since the goyim are in control, so then in such a case, we're afraid that if she was lured there and machmas mamon, she'll be taken advantage of. So that's how some use this Mishnah Idios as a raya. Ika de Rami La Mirma, some asked it as a question. Tanan alidei mamon muteris labayla. If it's money that brought her there and Bnei Yisrael are in control, so then she's permissible to her husband. Uriminu, hey Rabbi Yossi, Vashkan alidei mamon uktani time day meeting also ain't Adim Adim also low. That it's all dependent on whether Adim testify on her behalf. Umishani, and we answered, Amar Shmuel Yitzchak, Loi Kasha, Kanshi Yad Yisrael Tekif Alakum, Kanshi Yad Akum Tekif Alatzman, that according to this tradition, Rav Shmuel, in answering the stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Idyos, differentiated between whether Yisrael is in charge. In other words, in our Mishnah, We said the halacha is that Alidei Mamon she's mutter because there is a Jewish army that is in control, and in the case or any other group that is any reason that there's Yad Yisrael Takifa. However, if Chas V'Chalila there's Yad Ovdei Kochavim Takifa, and for that we have to be thankful to our soldiers, Al Pi Derech HaTeva. So then, in such a case, if it's Yad Ovdei Kochavim Takifa Al Atzman, then even in case of Mammon, we have to be afraid that Jews will be vulnerable and attacked, and as unfortunately it has happened more than once in this past year. Aidei Nefashos Asura, we learned in our Mishnah that if the woman is taken to activity with the intention to kill her, then God forbid she's Asura, even if she escapes. Amarav, Kigon, Nishi, Ganvi. The wives of Ganovim, the wives of thieves, so those women, because their husbands are being put to death for thievery, so then, unfortunately, the ruthless people who are in control take advantage of their wives and children. V'levi amr kagon ishtol shel ben dunoi, like the wife of ben dunoi that was a murderer. Ben dunoi was a murderer. Rashi tells us that's based on a Gemara in Sota on Mem Zayin Amr Aleph. Amr Chizkia qualifies this halacha. V'hu shenigmar dinan la'ariga. That's only if there has already been a psak din that they should be put to death. Rabbi Yochanan amar afal pi shelo nigmar dinan la'ariga. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says even if there has not been a gmar din that they should be put to death. We begin a new mission at Yirsha Kavshua Karkum. Kol kahanos shenimtzu b'socha psulos. If there is a city that has been put under a siege, and ultimately the siege fell, so then all of the women who are married to Kohanos, or their children of Kohanos, so then they're going to be Asur Lebaleihem. Shnimtzu b'socha psulos v'im yesh lam eidim, if there are eidim afilu eved afilu shivcha reelu ne'monim, ve'ein ne'mon adam al yidei atzmo. So anybody could testify that these women were not defiled. Ureminu asks the Gemara Kasha, that we are choshesh that the vanquishers are going to do terrible things to them. But didn't we learn balashes? Now, balash in modern Hebrew is a spy, but in the time of Chazal, it also meant soldiers, vanquishers, not good guys. Rashi says that they are soldiers, but Rashi adds, "L'shem shemechapsin kol hamatmonim." They search, they plunder. That would be the best word. The plunderers shebol ir b'shas shalom. If they come during peace, chavios psuchos asuros. Open mouths are asur because you have to assume that the guy touched it and made the wine asur. Stumos mutaros. If it's closed, then the barrels are permissible. However, says the Gemara, b'shas mechama elu ve'elu mutaros. During the time of war, then these terrible soldiers are just too busy fighting. So then, Eilu Ve'elu Mataras, both the Mutafin She'ein Panoi L'Nasek, because they don't have time to make the wine Aser. Amar Rav Mari analyzed. Liv Ol Yesh Panoi, they have time to rape a woman. L'Nasek Ein Panoi, but they don't have time to even touch a barrel of wine. Amar Rav Mari, Rav Yitzchak Bar Elazar Mishmedi Chizki Amar Kan Bekarkum Shalos Amachus Kan Bekarkum Shal Machus Acheres. It depends on what type of soldiers and what is going on geopolitically. Rashi explains that there is a fascinating phenomenon that you hear the sounds of the army in the background. So Rashi tells us the mindset of different Malchios. Rashi says, "Karkum shel osa Malchios ena rotza lahashchis es bnei ha'ir." So if it's that, say, the army, so then it's of that country, so then they don't want to vanquish, they don't want to destroy the elements in their city. However, "Kam b'karkum shel Malchios acheres," so then in such a case, they I have no problem destroying things. So the teretz of the Gemara is as follows. If we're talking about Karkum Shalosa Malchus, so then in such a case, they're not going to go to turn over all of the wine. However, Karkum Shalmalchus Acheres, they will. Says Gemara Shalosa Malchus Nami, Yefshadalo Arachan Minayu. But even if it's that own country, but nevertheless the soldiers are running all over the place, we have to be afraid that they're going to defile one of the vats. We're talking about when each place that the Shomrim guard are able to see each other. One of the jobs of the guards are to make sure that the soldiers are not rioting. Says the Gemara, Is it not likely that the soldiers touched a little bit of the wine? No, we're talking about a case where they went back to the city. Bishushilta, Ukalba, Ugavza, Vaavza. They surrounded the city to make sure that there is not going to be any wild behavior. These are different types of the shushilta, are different ways of guarding the city. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zav, the Pligi Bar Rabbi Yudin Nesiyah V'Rabbanan. It's a machlokes Rabbi Yudin Nesiyah V'Rabbanan. Chad Amar Kan B'Karkum Shal Samalchus, Kan B'Karkum Shal Malchus Acheres. V'lo Kashale V'lo Midi. He gave the teretz to differentiate between Karkum Shal Samalchus and Karkum Shal Malchus Acheres. V'chad, and one of them, Kashalei Kolhani, asked all the above questions, that even if it's Osa Malchus, you still have to be Choshish. U'mashani, he gave the answer, go to Mahadilei, L'masa, Shishilta, Kalba, V'gavza, V'avza, and that prevented any bad behavior to take place. Different obstacles are put in to prevent that. Amar Avidi Bar Avin, Amar Av Yitzchak Bar Ashion. Im Yesh Sham, if there is in the city that is conquered, Machva Achas, a cave, for example, or a hideout that women could go and hide there. Matzelas alkenes kulon. We could assume that all of the women went to that hideout. So that's a very, very big and important heter. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the following shayla: Ein machzek esalachas. What happens if this hideout could only hold one woman? Mount mi amrin kol chavad chad haynuha. We could say every woman was the one who hid there. Odilma lo amrin, or we don't say that. Maishna asks the Gemara, and how is it different Mishnei Shvilim? The case of Shnei Shvilim, which is a famous Mishnah in Taharos, Perikei Mishnei, and we discussed in Psachim on Daf Yud, that if you have two roads, now this is a very, very important halacha, Echa Tami Vecha Tar. One of the roads is Tami, the other Tar. V'holach Ba'achas Man. And a person went on one of those roads, and you don't know which road he went on, the Tame or the Tar. V'asa Taharos, and he did the Taharos here. In other words, he brought things out. And the second fellow also went on the other road. So we know that one of them was Tamei. Rabbi Yehuda, Im Nishal Zabifneas, Zabifneas, Moy, Tahiris, Shnehem. So then, Tahiris. Then both of them are going to be Tahar. The halachi is that you could assume both are tar, because this is a suffik versus harabim, and when it comes to tumah tahara, suffik tumah versus harabim is tahar. So even though it's a 50-50 chance, when one person asks you, each one of them you could say tar. However, shneim kachas, if they both ask you simultaneously, tmeos, then the halachi is that both are tamim. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, benkach, tmeim. That the halachi is that both are considered tamim. Ve'amar Rava, v'itemer Rabbi Yochanan, and Rava said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. V'bas achas, divrei akol tamei. If it's at the same time, everybody holds it's tamei. But ze acher ze, divrei akol tahor. If it's one after the other, then everybody agrees it's tahor. Loi nechliku. When do we have the machlokes? El baba lishal alav v'al chavera. That when they come to ask both for himself and for his friend. One opinion holds it's like two people come, two of the guys who walk on the road ask simultaneously. And one says it's like they ask separately. Here too asks the Gemara. Kivon. We're saying all of the women are permissible, even though only one of them could fit into the cave. There should be considered as if all the women coming at once and should be a tarta disasri. And how could the halacha be that all the women are permissible? Answers the Gemara, Hachi Ashta. Hasam vada ikotuma. over there by the two roads, there's certainly tumah on one of the roads. The Gemara answers beautifully. But here, how do we know that one of the women has been defiled at all? So we could be told that, that's one way of explaining the Gemara, we could hang the possibility that any woman that were choshesh was raped, she was the one that was in the cave. There's no reason to believe that there was a woman that was raped at all. Boy Rav Ashi, the Gemara, the last line, Chav Zayin Amad Af. Amar loy nichbeisi v'loy nitmeisi mao. If she says she didn't hide in that cave, but she still wasn't tamei, so she can no longer be tola that she was in the cave because she said she wasn't. Mao mi amrinan, says Gemara Chav Zayinam Beis Mali l'shak, if she wanted, she could have lied that she hided, that she hid, excuse me. Odilma lo amrinan. Or do we say we don't say that? So this is an interesting migu, mali l'shaker. Rashi explains she wants, she could have said that she hid, she could have lied. Asks the Gemara Umayishna, how is this case different? Mahu maisa from the following story. Do gavra, the Ogar le Chamra le Chavre. There was a fellow who rented a mule to his friend. Amar le, he told him when he rented it to him, Lo tezel beurcha dinar paku di kamaya zil beurcha dinarish dele kamaya. Don't go into the river called Nar Pakud because there's water and won't be good for the mule, but go into the area of dinarish where there is no water. Va'azaliyu, and he didn't listen to him, Bo'orcha denar pakud uveis chamra, and the donkey died. Aslik made the Rava. He went in front of Rava to actually advance a claim in his behalf. Amalei, in Bo'orcha denar pakud aslik, I did go in the water, mi'o lo havei maya, but there was no water. Amar Rava, Rava says he's got a way out. Ma'ali l'shaker. Yibay amalei, no one knows where he went at all. So he has a mali l'shaker, what we refer to often as a migu. And Abaye said, mali l'shaker b'mokum eidim lo yamrina, one of the most important rules of migu, and that is that you don't have a mali l'shaker if eidim contradicted. So, over there, if there are eidim that saw him go, then in such a case, he would not be able to say that he did it in dinarsh. So says the Gemara, same issue over here. Over here we have, on the one hand, we have a mali l'shaker. The woman could have lied and she could have said that she was in the cave. On the other hand, we have anan sa'adi that she wasn't in the cave. Says the Gemara, maybe that's not proof. Hachi hashta. Hasam over there. Vada ika edim di ika maya. They're for sure edim that there is water. Hacha vada itme. Did she for sure become tummy? Chshashu, it's a chshash. Ubimakom chshasha amrinan. A simple reading of the Gemara is that if it's a chshash, then you'll say, mali the shaker, that if she wanted, she could have lied better, even though there are edim that say that she wasn't in the cave. And we would still believe her to say that I wasn't Tameh, migu, that I could have said that I was in the cave. The Gemara continues, we learned in our Mishnah that Edim are believed to testify on behalf of the woman that she's not Tameh. Analyzes the Gemara of Afil Shifcha Dida Mehemna. Even her own Shifcha could testify on her behalf that she's okay. Ureminu. Urimini, I'll ask you a kasha. A person is not allowed to be alone with his wife if he has given her a get al tanai. More specifically, explains Rashi, three lines from the top. Rashi kasav umasar get lishto. Someone who is dying and he gives a get to his wife. Almanashi meisi a get lamafreya. If he dies, a get will be in effect, retroactively, and she will not need chalitza because she was divorced beforehand. The woman that only is the only woman that's required for chalitza to go through chalitza is a woman whose husband died. But if she was divorced the moment before her husband died, so then she doesn't require chalitza. Lo tisiachidim, that husband should not be alone with her. Shema yavola. Then, because if he has relations with her, vavele get yashan, and that is called a get yashan. Beis Hillel utnan, Beis Hillel osrin liftar beget yashan. Beis Hillel prohibited a man to divorce a wife with a get that had been written, and in the interim he had relations with her. Back into that quote from Gittin. Lo tisiachidimo elo piedim. He should not be alone with her, except if there are edim to testify that they didn't have relations. Afilo pieva pi shifcha. Chutz mi shifchasa. Except her shifcha, because a shifcha is mipnesha liba gaspe shifchasa. Her shifcha is going to defend her. So what do we see? Her own shifcha is not believed. So why did the Gemara say even her own shifcha could testify on her behalf? Amar Rav Papi bishvua hikilu. Rav Papi answered that since this is only a chash, that she was raped when she was in captivity, and that's the prohibition of our Mishnah, here we were makel to allow for her own shifcha. Rav Papa, notice the difference, Rav Papi versus Rav Papa. Rav Papa Amar, he gives another teretz, ha b'shifcha dida, ha b'shifcha didei. There's a difference between whether it's her shifcha or his shifcha. If it's her shifcha, then we're afraid that her shifcha is going to testify on her behalf, even falsely. Asks the Marv, shifcha dida lo mehemna? Is her shifcha not believed? Haktani, ein adam meid al atzmo. A person can't testify on themselves. Ha shifcha dida mehemna. We learned that the shifcha is believed. And smashma, even her own shifcha. Because it says only she herself. It would sound like that her shifcha would be believed. Shifcha sanami kasma dami answers the Gemara. We consider her shifcha like herself. Ravashi yamar hala b'shifcha dida. Really, we're talking about her own shifcha and their time that she's believed. V'shifcha mechzi chazia v'shasak. A shifcha who will watch silently and even, adds Rashi, watch her master, her mistress, get into trouble. Hasam, over there, d'shtika mati rasa lo mehemna. When she's silent, so then her shtika, when she's silent, can't be inferred to tell us that she's believed. Rashi explains that over there, in the case of the get yashan, so there, all she needs to be is around. So if she's simply around, she doesn't need to see anything. So if she'll just be silent, then she will not say anything, even though her mistress will be able to use her silence. Hachash dishtikasa osrasa mehemna. Over here, if she says silent, in a case in which she was with her mistress, and there, if she does not testify on her behalf, the mistress is going to become usher, then she is going to be believed. In other words, Rav Ashi is saying that a shifcha will be silent and not tell others about the averos of her mistress, and therefore, in this case, the shifcha is going to be silent, is not going to lie. But here, when it came to the case of her mistress being kosher, she's going to have to actively lie, and that we don't presume that's going to take place. Asks the Gemara, Hashtanami Asu Mishakra. Maybe we should be afraid that she's going to lie, that she's going to say that her mistress was muteris and she's really not. Asks the Gemara, Tarti Lo Avda. A shifchasa is not going to testify and lie. In other words, she's not going to be both silent and lie. She'll only be silent even in a case where the events are not true. But to outwardly lie, that she won't do. Giha demari bar isik, v'ami lachana bar isik, asale acha mibei chuza. Their brother came. Amarle, he said, ploig li b'nich seidaba, let us divide the estate of our father. Amarle, Mayri said to that brother, lo yadanalach, I don't know who you are. Asal kamedir of chiz, they came from chiz, am leshapik amlecha. It's possible for you not to recognize him, but still, him to have a claim. That the pasuk says that the brothers, the shiftei ka, did not recognize Yosef. That was because that Yosef grew a beard. Therefore, amale zil aisi sada de achva at. Go bring witnesses that you are the brother. Amale isli sahadi umastafina mine. The Gavra Lamahu, I have Aiden, but they're afraid to testify because Mori is a gangster. He's a very, very tough fellow. And Rav Chisda accepted that argument. Therefore, Amale, Lidi Day, he said to Mori, Zilasina at the Lavachoch. You're going to have to now bring Aiden because you're a gangster. You can't get Aiden. You have to go bring Aiden that this guy's not your brother. Amale Dina Hachi. Mori said sharply, that's not the din. Hamotzim echaver alav araya. He needs to bring proof because he wants to take money out of my rishus. Amalei, hachi, inilach, ulakula alma chavrach. This is what we do with people like you, who are gangsters, and we say that you, the burden of proof, it falls onto you. Hashtanami Yosem Mishakri, says the Gemara, why aren't we afraid all now too that Mori is going to come and lie? Tarti lo avdi, two things wrong that he won't do. In other words, he'll be silent, but to actively search out those fellows that are going to do something wrong, that he won't do. Continues the Gemara, Lema Kitanoi, let us say it's a machlokis tanoim. Zu edus ish vi isha tinok vitinokis, avia vima viachi vachosa, avolo bna ubita, lo avada ushufchasa. According to this teaching of the Tanoim, many people are neman to testify on behalf of a shvuya. Even, for example, a tinok in tinokos, however, not avda v'shivchas. A tanya idach, yet we learned in another braisa kol neman lehed chutz, ehemenu obala, except for her, herself, or her husband. So we see there are two different opinions amongst the Tanoim. Gemara finds this problematic. The Rav Papi u the Rav Ashi Tanoihi, that Rav Papi and Rav Ashi are going to be a machlokis tanoim in their disagreement with Rav Papa. The Rav Papa, milema tanoiu. Why don't you say also that Rav Papa is dependent on this machlokis tanoim? Amalcha Rav Papa, Rav Papa will be able to get out of it. He will be able to answer. Ki tanya hi. Rav Papa, who says that the Shivchas is not Nemenes, he's going to be able to explain the Braisa that says that the Shivcha is Neman b'misicha lefituma when she is not intending to testify, but she happens to be talking and revealing information. Like Rav Dimi said in the name of Rav Chanan Kartiginoa Mishtoi, some say the story took place in front of Yeshua ben Levi, or some say that Yeshua ben Levi said over the story that he happened to have been speaking. Amar ani v'imi nishbanu lebeno of dekochavim. I and my mother were taken captive. Yatsasi lishav mayim daiti alimi. Even when I went out to draw water, I was constantly thinking about my mother to make sure she was guarded. Laket eitzim daiti alimi veisia Rebbe lechuna al piv, and Rebbe accepted that as testimony. So even a son meisiach lifi tumo is going to be neman. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Chav Zimel Chav Zayin in Maseches Ksubis.